desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. Written on the board, cast not away your confidence. And just as a little byline to that this morning, written where Thanksgiving meets faith. This is a Thanksgiving week. It should, our lives are to be full of Thanksgiving. It's, Thanksgiving is more than just a national holiday. I will say of all of the national holidays in this country, Thanksgiving is the most biblical of any of them. And the Lord is interested in us giving thanks every day. And I read a little story one time about a woman that walked into a grocery store before Thanksgiving, and she was upset at the size of the turkeys. And she got very angry, and she asked the stock boy, she said, "Don't they get any bigger?" And he said, "No." He said, "They're dead." She didn't think they were big enough or good enough. She was focusing on what wasn't there, as opposed to being thankful that there was a turkey there to buy. They could have been out completely. Sometimes in life, if we are not careful, we will start focusing on what we think is absent rather than spending time giving thanks for what God has given to us. The Lord wants us to be very thankful. I thought about this morning some of the disciples that were following Christ, and remember they were offended at some of his sayings, and it said they walked away. They went away and walked no more with him. And they cast away their confidence is what they did. But he turned to his disciples and said, "Are you also going to go away?" And Peter said, "Where would we go?" He said, "Thou hast the words of eternal life." That is where Thanksgiving met faith, because I have to believe this morning that the disciples were thankful for what they had heard Christ teach. They were thankful for it, and because they were thankful for it, they were not willing to let it go. When you are thankful for something, you're not so quick just to get rid of it, are you? When you're thankful for something, you want to hold on to it. But if you're not thankful for it, and you don't recognize the value of it, you're a lot more prone to give it away or get rid of it. Well, the Lord is interested in us having thanksgiving, and where it meets our faith, I believe, is where we will be able to hold on to our confidence in the Lord this morning. So a question I would ask us today, are you thankful for your faith? See, where thanksgiving meets faith, something happens when thanksgiving meets faith. But are you thankful for your faith this morning? Too often I believe that faith, or God's way for us to live, is seen as more of a cross rather than as something to give God thanks for. But do you recognize that God's way this morning is the best way to live? The way the Bible teaches is a good way to live this morning. And I want to publicly say I thank God for this faith this morning. And I want my faith, see there's different definitions of faith, I want my faith to be thankful for this faith here, for God's way, because it's a good way this morning. And I want to encourage you young people to thank God for the faith. Thank God for the faith. It's, you say, well, it's a cross. There are times that it is a cross. There's a place of self-denial, but the faith, God's way, is something to be thankful for this morning. It'll keep you out of a lot of trouble in this life. Even if we don't even talk about the life to come, the way of the Lord is a good way. And the way of the Lord is right. And if there is anything that we have to be thankful for this morning, it is for Christ and it is for the way of the Lord. So I thank the Lord for truth this morning. I'm thankful for the way of the Lord, and I'm thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for, as I have followed it, and I've fallen short in my life sometimes, but I am so thankful those areas that I have followed the Word of God, that it has worked in my life. It has kept me out of a lot of problems. It has been a protection for me, and I'm thankful for it. So with that as a little foundation, if you will turn with me to the book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter, we are exhorted by the Apostle Paul In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, he said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience." Have you ever had someone tell you you need patience? How did it go over? You need to be more patient. You know this morning that we have need of patience. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. "For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." I would this morning, if we would just take a little bit of time, and you can take it home with you for homework, to study a little bit more on this passage of Scripture. But he exhorted us, he said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence." Don't throw your faith aside. Your confidence in God, your belief in God's way, in what is right, don't cast it aside. We are children of God, but saints, if we lose confidence in God and in His way, we're going to lose Him as our Heavenly Father, aren't we? We're going to lose Him. Because for Him to be our Father, we have to accept Him as that. We have to accept His way. And if we cast our confidence away or throw our faith away for our own way, or for the way of the world, or for a way that we say, this is more logical in my situation, we are going to lose something very valuable. He said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence." And this has so many applications this morning, but the illustration that Paul was referring to when he said, "Cast not away your confidence," was referring to the soldiers of old during their time, the Roman soldiers. They had shields that they carried with them. And today, a lot of times we think of shields as just something small that you hold on your arm and move it around a lot. It's just kind of a small shield. The shield that the Roman soldiers carried were about the length of their body. And they could hold them in front of them, and it protected the whole body. So when the enemy would throw their spears or throw their stones or their fiery arrows, and they would shoot them at that, they could stand there, the army could stand there with their shields in place, and it would protect their whole body. That's what it said, "Cast not away your confidence," because the soldiers that were cowards, they would throw their shields down and run because that shield was too big to move fast with. So they would cast away their shield and they'd run. Those were the cowards. And Paul was telling the people of God, don't cast away your confidence. Don't throw your shield away. Folks, your confidence this morning, you know the scripture, Ephesians 6:16, and above all taking what? The shield of faith. You notice he said above all? Taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It is a protection, folks. Our faith, and I'm speaking of this in duality this morning, our faith being our personal confidence and trust in God coupled with the faith as His word and His will. We understand that? See, there's two different faiths. But the message this morning encompasses both of those. Don't cast away your personal confidence in God and who He is. Don't lose your trust in the Lord. And secondly, don't casually or uncasually, if you will, don't throw God's way out. The faith is a shield to us. And many times, again, the shield is seen, or the faith is seen as a cross. You say, well, this is God's will. Do you know what God's will for your life is this morning? Maybe not in every area, but there's a lot of things the Bible tells us. This is God's will. In other areas, we're praying for God to reveal His will. But when you know what the will of God is, that's the faith. Have confidence in that. Know that when the Bible teaches something, it's best for your life. And you say, but it's such a cross. Oh, but it's such a shield. You need to recognize that what seems to be a place of self-denial and crucifixion, because I want something different, and I say it's such a cross, recognize, don't cast away your confidence, it's your protection. The Lord tells us things in His Word to protect us and to keep us safe. And too often we let our own ideas and our own human wisdom and our own ideas get hold of this, and people are casting away their confidence in God. And then when we throw our shield down, we are exposed to all kinds of devices of the enemy. When we throw our shield down, well, when the fiery darts start coming, when the spears are thrown, folks, and the enemy's throwing a lot of spears today. There's a lot of arrows that the enemy, you know, used to. They take their arrows and put something on the end and light them on fire and shoot them over to catch things on fire. The enemy is lobbing a lot of things at the people of God today. And young people, I want you to take note of this. It's not just young people, it's all of us. The devil has a trap with your name on it. He's got a trap. There is a snare with your name on it. He's got a fiery arrow, and he thinks, if I can just get him with this one. Your protection is going to be your confidence in God's way. Duality of faith. And if I can begin to appreciate God's way, where thanksgiving meets faith. If I can begin to appreciate the way of the Lord. Begin to appreciate, yes, there are some places of denial, but yet when I begin to thank God for the way of holiness, for the way of truth, for the way, you know, modesty, some people see modesty as a cross. It's a shield. Modesty is more a shield. It shouldn't be a cross. Tell me not of heavy crosses, nor of burdens hard to bear. Why? Because this is a protection for us. It's a good way. So if you begin to be thankful, Lord, thank you for modesty. It becomes less and less of a place of self-denial and more of a place of thanksgiving, because this is a good way. That's the mentality and the spirit and the heart that God wants us to have with all of His will in His way. Thank you, Lord, for this. And when thanksgiving meets faith, folks, you're not going to cast away your confidence. You're going to hold on to it, because I am thankful for the way of the Lord this morning. I'm thankful for what the Bible teaches me. And yes, it's sometimes been hard on the flesh, but what are the options? When I throw my shield down, it's going to get a whole lot harder. I mentioned in Sepulpa last week, I'll just say again here this morning, if you think serving the Lord is hard, you ought to try sin. I'm not advocating going out and sinning. But sometimes we focus so much on the cross that we fail to remember this is a good way of serving the Lord. So don't cast away your confidence. If the way is hard, if you are facing a decision this morning and you know what the Lord's way is, but in the flesh you want something so much different, don't cast away your confidence this morning. Stand faithful and stand true, and it will serve you in life. You will be better off for it. Well, without a shield, we become defenseless. And I, reflecting upon the life of Joseph, and if you want something good to read in family worship or devotions, if you're looking for something to read, go back and read about Joseph. Joseph was a man that I have to believe thanksgiving met faith. He was a man that as a young man, he was sold by his brothers. And yet he kept a good attitude. He was forsaken. He was sold as a slave. And then he was falsely accused. And after all of it, you could just about see someone casting away their confidence. If God was real, I would have never been sold. If God was real, my family would have done to me what they did. If God was real, the truth would have come out. I don't know if the truth ever came out about Joseph and Potiphar's wife. He was lied about. What can you say? We are living in an environment today where there's a lot of stuff going on. All you have to do is turn the radio on or look at the news, and it's all over. One of these days, there's going to be some innocent people getting hurt as well. All it takes is one accusation. Joseph was there. And he said, Lord, where are you? Where's my defense? There's almost nothing you can say to defend yourself in that place. There's almost nothing you can say. God was Joseph's defense, but I don't know if the truth ever came out, but he kept a thankful heart knowing God is still my God. And I'm not going to cast away my confidence, and I'm going to maintain my integrity with God with a good attitude. And the Lord used that and brought him out to a place of power to where he was able to minister to those that had hurt him the worst. Cast not away your confidence. He kept a vision. Lord, help us to do the same. Over in Luke in the 8th chapter, in the 13th verse, talking about the parable of the sower that Jesus told, sowing the seed. Remember the seed that fell on rocky ground? It said, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, they hear the word of the Lord with joy. And though these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation, they fall away. In other words, they heard the word of God, they heard the faith, and they received it with joy. This is right, and this is good. But in time of temptation, they fell away. They cast away their confidence. This morning, Lord, help us, as some of his people today, in time of temptation, let's not cast away our confidence. If someone were to come to you, if you are facing decisions this morning, if you are facing an in life when you face decisions, sometimes we need to emotionally remove ourselves from situations and say, what does the Bible say? What does the Word of God say? We say, well, it says this. Okay. Cast not away your confidence. That's what the Bible says. Now my prayer is, Lord, help me to submit to your way. Because I recognize it's best. But many times this is where we begin to justify ourselves and make exceptions because of my circumstances or my situation or things around about me. And we start justifying or excusing ourselves right outside of the faith. I think a good litmus test is this, and I've asked people this before, and I'm preaching to myself. I've asked myself this before and recognized that, yeah, Michael, if someone came to me and said, Michael, what does God want in this situation? What does the Bible say about this? What is the Lord's will for this? Like, oh yeah, the Bible teaches this. This is what someone needs to do. Someone. You know, it's easier. Someone. And the Lord's kind of come along and checked me before and said, Michael, what would you tell someone else? But Lord, I have these reasons or these justifications or these... It's like, no, what would you tell someone else my will is? Then my prayer was, okay, Lord, I got the message. I've been playing some games up here. I know what I would tell someone else. You know what? That's not real good. Not wise. Not real smart spiritually to do that. All right, can I follow my own advice then? Because I say my own advice. Can I do what I know would be God's perfect will? So when you're facing these types, when decisions in life, it's a good thing to just stop and remove yourself and say, what advice would you give to someone else that was exactly in your position? What advice would you give to them? Well, I would tell them such and such. Okay, now what about in your own life? Well, cast not away your confidence. Let's not cast away our confidence. But let's do what we know is right in spite of whatever sacrifices we have to make. Let's be thankful knowing our faith is a shield to us, folks. God did not ask us to do anything except what was to be of benefit to us. And the enemy would like us to so casually sometimes cast away our confidence and let down on doing what the Lord wants us to do. Our faith this morning should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's scriptural. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Your confidence is not about my circumstances. It's not about my situation. It's not about my thoughts. My confidence is in God and in His way, and I'm going to do it with thanksgiving because I know it's right. Fear has undermined so many people's faith, and they take things into their own hands because they begin to question, God's not working here, so then I need to do something. Or have you ever put God in a box and said, Lord, I've got this deadline. You've got to do this by this time or else. And we start taking control ourselves when God doesn't meet our deadlines. Don't cast away your confidence. Cast not away your confidence. Think about Moses. Remember he hit the rock when God told him to speak to it? He lost his inheritance. I think he would do differently today. Think about Solomon. Solomon was told not to marry women of other nations. It was clear. But yet in his mind, he was thinking, I'll form political alliances, and as a nation, we will be stronger because of it. But God said, don't do it. But in his own wisdom, he thought, I can make an exception. And what was the consequence? In his old age. See, it didn't happen overnight. For the first few years, Solomon could have said, you know what, I made the right decision. But in his old age, his heart was turned away from God. He should have kept his confidence. Folks, if you know what the Bible teaches, and you know what the will of God is, I want to challenge you, don't cast away your confidence. It's a shield to you. It's a protection to you. Well, Jesus instructed his disciples in Mark 11:22. He said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Isn't that what Job did when he began to lose his material things? He lost his home. He lost his herds. He lost his children. And he kind of lost his wife too, didn't he? For a while at least. Curse God and die. Couldn't even my wife stood beside me? I mean, couldn't have she at least been there for me? But yet, Job in all of that, he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Came in without anything, and folks, we're going to go out without anything. So if there are things in between that we have to give up, if there are some crosses we have to carry, I want us to remember that our confidence in God is going to be a shield to us. It will be a protection to us. Lord, give us this mind that we can say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I see a spirit of thanksgiving there. I see a spirit of not just looking on. And it said Job charged God, he charged not God foolishly. I think we know he had some questions. All you have to do is turn and read Job. He had a lot of questions. Lord, why? Lord, why me? That was the focus of Job. Why me? What did I do? Why is this happening to me? And I can look at others and they're prospering and they're getting this and they're getting, Lord, why am I going through this? Wait, don't cast away your confidence, Job. Hold on a little bit longer, Job. The Lord still cares about you. Do you know what would have happened if Job would have done what his wife said? He would have never inherited the blessing. If you will hold on this morning, don't cast away your confidence. Just hold on a little bit longer. God is going to come through for you. But how many people have lost out the blessings of the Lord because they took things in their own hands, because they looked around and said, well, I don't see things happening like I want, so I'm going to do this. And they cast away their confidence in God. Folks, let's hold our shield up. The way of the Lord is right and it's good. I've seen older people, and that's why it's not just to the young people. I've seen older saints make some very foolish decisions, folks.
I've seen older saints make some foolish decisions. Because they'd served the Lord so long, they made an exception in their life. And it set a horrible example for the young people. They made an exception. They thought, I served the Lord so long, I can do this, and it's okay, I can handle it. And I've seen the consequence too many times in older saints. I've seen the spiritual impact of making exceptions for things in their life where they cast away their confidence. And many other people suffered as well as in their own life. Doesn't matter what age we are, folks. Let's not cast away our confidence. If you know what is right, let's stand by it and stay faithful to the Lord. What would have happened if Noah would have cast away his confidence? Here I've been building on this thing for year after year after year. He looked foolish. Young people, don't be swayed when the world comes, and sometimes it's good-intentioned people. Understand? They may come as a saint. They may come as a family member. They may just flat out come as the world and say, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. There are some other things you can do. Cast not away your confidence. Noah kept his confidence, and I believe he was thanking God. When it started raining, it was like, thank you, Lord, that I held my confidence in you. Daniel in the lion's den, no way out. He kept his confidence in God. And he was in a dangerous place. But folks, the Lord came through for him. Children of Israel, you know how foolish they look marching around Jericho? You want to talk about looking idiotic? They were marching around the walls of Jericho every morning, getting up, walking around the walls. And then on the seventh day, I can just imagine, here we're going around it one time, two times, three times, four times, but they went around because they had confidence in God. Folks, when God tells us what to do, it's not ridiculous. It doesn't matter what the world says. I'm not judging my life based on the world's standards. I'm judging it based on what the Bible teaches. So when your faith is threatened, and it will be threatened, your confidence will be put to the test. Are you going to do what the world says? Are you going to do what in your own mind your logic says? Are you going to do what you want to do in the flesh? Or are we going to hold up the shield of faith and say, Lord, with thanksgiving, I'm putting my faith in you. Folks, don't cast away your confidence. The seventh time around those walls, what happened to those walls? They came tumbling down. So, here's a lesson for us this morning. If you will maintain your confidence in God, folks, there are some walls that will come down. Why settle for less? Too many times people are settling for less in this life because they lost their confidence in God. Lord, help our faith to be inspired this morning, that my faith can rise up and meet with thanksgiving. I'm going to follow the Lord because it's good and it's right, and God is not going to let me down. Will I find faith when I return, Jesus asked? Am I going to find a people who are holding their confidence? Or have they been compromising the faith? Have they been taking things in their own hands? He said, cast not away your confidence. Why? Because it has great recompense and reward. Do you want the fullness of what God has for you this morning? If you do, then don't cast away your confidence. And that means then ultimately it's heaven, but also in this life. That's why he said you have need of patience. You know, when our faith is being tested is when we want something to start happening. He said, wait, don't cast away your confidence, but by the way, you need some more patience. Yeah, but if I don't take advantage of this, you have need of patience. Just settle down. Yes, but have you had this conversation with yourself before? Or maybe with your children or someone? It's like, just, it's gonna be okay. Just, yes, but, you have need of patience. Settle down. It's gonna be okay. don't cast away your confidence. God has things under control, folks. It's going to be okay this morning. It's going to be all right. But Lord, help us to have patience. Because we need to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord over in Psalms 37, 34. It says, wait on the Lord and keep His way. And He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. While you're waiting, keep His way. While you're waiting on the Lord, don't cast your confidence away. So how long will you wait? Is that a fair question? Ask, how long will you wait before you make some exceptions to the faith? How long will you wait before you kind of excuse yourself because of your particular situations that we can make sound so spiritual? Do you know what I'm talking about? We're human. This is the way we sometimes think. How long will we wait? We need to wait until the Lord comes on the scene. We need to wait because there's great recompense and reward. You have need of patience. The Lord is never miss an opportunity yet. He has got a plan for each and every one of us. Don't cast your confidence away. And you know what? The joy of it is you can hold your shield of faith with thanksgiving this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this way. And then he went on to say, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you know what is after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise? That's for all of us today. Wait till you receive the promise. Don't settle for less than God is not interested in blessing a substandard experience. He's not interested. He has something good for us, but let's hold the faith. Let's keep the faith. And the scripture also says, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So let patience have her perfect work. Perfect, how long does that take? As long as it takes. And when you come and start putting your deadline on the Lord, that means you have need of more patience. So wait a little bit longer. But in the waiting, folks, let's not cast away our confidence. And then it says, and this verse has special meaning for me. It was a verse that during the middle of some affliction a number of years ago, it was a promise to us. He said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. In other words, just trust in me and wait. And when it's time, he's going to come and he's not going to tarry. Isn't that a blessing? When you're in distress, when you're in affliction, when you're in a place of something's got to happen. It was a promise. He said, just for yet a little while. And he that shall come and will not tarry. In other words, the Lord is going to be faithful to fulfill His will in your life. He's going to be faithful. So don't be distraught. Yes, in your suffering, in your questions, and in your perplexities, and in your suffering, in all of those areas, know that in God's time, He's going to come through, and He's not going to be too late. What a blessing. We could reflect on that one a long time. Now the just shall live by what? By faith. Folks, let that be our testimony this morning. Let's live by faith. Casting not away our confidence, but holding up that shield, having trust in the Lord, and having that shield of, this is God's way, and this is my protection, and I don't want to get out from underneath that shield of faith. The just shall live by faith. And he said, but if any man draw back, casting away their confidence, he said, my soul shall have no pleasure in them. Because folks, casting away our confidence, when you know what God's will is, it's up to us whether we're going to hold on to it or not. It's up to us. And God said, if you cast away your confidence, he said, I have no pleasure. There are too many people, I will say, down through the history of God's people, and we could name them by people by their first names, but there have been too many people that have cast away their confidence and then wanted the approval of people around them saying it's fine. It's like the scripture says God will have no pleasure in them. Don't expect God's people to approve of what we know the Bible teaches against and think that there's an exception for me. God said, he said, I shall have no pleasure in those that do this. But, and this is where we conclude, he said, but we are not of them. He was given a warning. If you do this, God's not going to have any pleasure in you. But thank God, we're not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe. Those that are holding on to their confidence, believe to the saving of the soul. Folks, cowards will draw back. Those that are fearful, those that, yes, we all have questions sometimes, but we can still hold on to our confidence. It's the coward that throws away their shield to escape the trial or twists the scripture to meet a present need, to make an exception, and then we try to spiritualize it and dress it up real pretty because we know it's casting away our faith. Lord, help us this morning to be part of this number that said we are not of them that draw back, but let's hold the shield of faith this morning in confidence, with thanksgiving, because this is a good way to serve the Lord. Cast not away your confidence. Amen.